Alright, good evening everyone. To continue just a little bit, actually to close out the section in the halachos of Kiddush, well actually specifically Hilchos Kiddush as they concern the covering of the chalos, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes the following. He says, Kasav Eliyahu Rabbah, Kishemekadesh Alapas. So we actually haven't spoken about this concept in great depth, but we will get into it, about the ability to make Kiddush over the challah in the event that one does not have access to wine. So remember again, we're talking over here in the context of keeping the challahs covered throughout Kiddush. So we discussed again that there are two essential reasons for this. Number one, Shel Yira HaPas BeBashto, literally the bread should not be embarrassed because the Bracha of HaMotzi comes before the Bracha of HaGafen. And number two is in order to recreate the miraculous, we'll call it divine container of the mun. The mun was encased by dew on top and on the bottom, so to recreate that we have the cover. So the Eliyahu Rabbah writes the following situation. What happens if one is making Kiddush on the Chalas? He says, Yoniach Yadav ala Mapa va'al Halechem Mishnah b'shas HaKiddush. One should keep their hands on top of the Chalas, on top of the cover on the Chalas, throughout Kiddush. U'kishyagi ala HaMotzi. Now remember again, if you're making Kiddush on Chalas, so in the parts where one would normally say borei pri agafen, of course, again, at that point in time, one would say hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Of course, again, we'll get into this, but when one is making Kiddush on challah, one is also washing prior to Kiddush as well. So at the time when one says hamotzi, one goes ahead and yigala ha'lechem, one should pull back the cover, reveal the chalos, v'yaniach yodo aleihem, v'yivarech hamotzi. So that begin Kiddush with the chalos covered, keep my hands on top of the cover. When I get to the bracha of hamotzi, uncover the chalos, place my hand on the chalos during hamotzi, u'kishyagia la'ashem, yagbia shnehem l'malo, ad shigmar Hashem. When you get to the Shem Hashem, the name of God in the bracha, you lift up the chalos, va'acharkach, then when you finish the bracha, va'achar gemar hamotzi, yachzer v'yechase b'mapa, after the bracha of hamotzi, I put the chalos back down, cover it back up, v'yaniach yado aleihem ad shigmar Kiddush. And one should go ahead and keep their hands on top of the covered chalos again until the conclusion of Kiddush. A beautiful procedure, magnificent procedure, aligned with these halachos and these minhagim when one is making Kiddush on chalos. No, because if you do have wine, again, the mitzvah d'rabbanan is Kiddush ala kos. That's how Chazal instituted it, and again, it's because anything you do on a cup of wine has a greater chashiva, so has a greater importance. So there's no question that it is better to make Kiddush on wine because that's considered to be more chashiv. In the event that one doesn't have wine or one doesn't drink wine, whatever it is, this is the process for challah. But the most beautiful way to perform at least the rabbinic form of Kiddush is ala kos. Rabbi Chanan Yemen HaKadosh Man Shemach Elazakos says, Yisrael Lefichach, Herba Lahem Termin Zosh Nehmar Zanach Pizman Tzidko, Yagdo Torah V'Yadir.